Like the brief, doomed flare of exploding suns that registers dimly on blind men's eyes, the beginning of the horror passed almost unnoticed. And the shriek of what followed, in fact, was forgotten, and perhaps not connected to the horror at all. It was difficult to judge. The house was a rental, brooding, tight. A brick colonial gripped by ivy in the Georgetown section of Washington, D.C. Across the street was a fringe of campus belonging to Georgetown University. To the rear, a sheer embankment plummeting steep to busy M Street, and just beyond it, the River Potomac. Early on the morning of April 1st, the house was quiet. Chris McNeil was propped in bed, going over her lines for the next day's filming. Reagan, her daughter, was sleeping down the hall, and asleep downstairs in her room off the pantry were the middle-aged housekeepers, Willie and Carl. At approximately 12:25 a.m., Chris looked up from her script with a frown of puzzlement. She heard rapping sounds. They were odd, muffled, profound, rhythmically clustered, alien code tapped out by a dead man.